For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi-connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
And now a star is born. On March 30th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby MC Hammer.
All right, the time of birth is... Stop! Hammer time.
MC Hammer, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Rich Thomas joins us live after Fox at 4.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. U.S. Naval hospital ships are now on station in Los Angeles and New York City to help relieve those cities' hospitals dealing with a growing number of coronavirus cases. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio welcoming the comfort to his city earlier today.
There could not be a better example of all of America pulling for New York City than the arrival of the USNS Comfort.
The ships won't treat COVID-19 patients, but will handle normal hospital cases so other facilities can deal with the virus. The World Health Organization doesn't recommend healthy people wear masks to protect themselves from COVID-19, but officials understand they do have psychological and social benefits.
And there are social norms around that, and we don't criticize the wearing of masks and have not done so.
The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan. A positive day on Wall Street. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all showing gains. America is listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes,
let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know if he's wearing his flip-flops, but we can ask.
This must be our hero. The man heard round the world.
Rich Thomas.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, good, good. Everybody staying safe and well?
Yes.
Social distancing?
Basically. Yeah. I was just looking, though, Rosie... saw a story about, you know, they've kind of upped the stay-at-home thing in South Florida.
Yeah.
And there are, I am so grateful I got to see Janelle.
Yeah.
In the window I did.
Cause oh, listen, yeah. Absolutely. For instance, I know some people who went to the coast just at the right time, just before everything, you know, the whole restaurant situation closed. And, yeah, you know, we're all going to be kind of hunkered down for a while now, but won't it be great when everything is back to normal?
I can't.
Won't it be wonderful?
We're lucky here, Rich. The latest update, we're still under a total of 40 cases in the Tri-County area, which
right.
is good. I think what we're doing. We must be doing well with social distancing and sanitizing, because that number has pretty much been flat now for a while, which is, I hope, a good sign.
Well, that's certainly a good thing.
But you've been watching the system. You first brought this to my attention, I think it was Wednesday last week.
Well, we started talking about it a week ago. Yeah. This system tomorrow is a low-pressure system that is going to be moving across the Gulf states at a fairly good clip. In other words, it's not going to be an extended 18-hour event, but I think beginning at some point tomorrow morning, we're going to go under the threat of severe weather. As a warm front moves as far north as, let's say, I-85, U.S. 80, and the area south of that will be the prime area for the possibility of severe thunderstorms, maybe a tornado or two, certainly can't be ruled out. And it starts early. I think it starts, I want to say, you know, we should be ready by about 9 a.m., and I don't want to even, you know, put a label on that. It may start earlier, but I think by early afternoon, all of this has moved over into Georgia. So it's not going to be a long-term event, but it's something we need to think about. If you don't have our weather app on your phone or tablet, boy, it's great, because it's free, and it automatically alerts you to any watches or warnings instantly. So get it on your phone or tablet now. So the possibility of severe thunderstorms, maybe some damaging wind gusts of 60 miles per hour, and we can't rule out a couple of tornadoes. So I will be in place there tomorrow morning, and we'll be updating everybody. Let me put in a quick clip, kind of a...
yeah, that was my next question.
A promo for what we're talking about on TV tonight.
Right.
On my Weather Extra, which usually airs on Thursday night, but we're doing it tonight on Monday night because of the severe weather threat, the question comes up, what about social distancing? What about going to a community tornado shelter? Should we avoid the community tornado shelter? What's the biggest risk, the virus or the tornado? And the Alabama Department of Public Health has a recommendation, and we'll talk about that tonight. So you have to consider, well, first of all, will your community shelter be open? And should you go to a community shelter? And, I'll do a little spoiler alert. If it's me, I'm going to the community shelter because I think the bigger threat is going to be the tornado. But we'll talk about it on TV tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32, my Weather Extra.
I'm really looking forward to that because there's so many components to that discussion.
Exactly. And who knew, we keep thinking about, oh, my gosh, I never thought of this. Well, what do we do in severe weather? So it's something that's been on my mind, and we'll talk about it this evening.
All right. I appreciate that, and looks like we could be dealing with some of this before we wrap up the morning show tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll be up particularly early. We'll get out a morning video by about 4:30, and we'll keep everybody up to date on the morning show. And it's just something we deal with this time of the year in Alabama.
Since you're going to have an extended day tomorrow, what kind of breakfast would you like? What will get you through?
Well, I'll tell you what, Rosie's casserole this morning was
good.
That's a tough one to beat.
I know.
I can make another one. I have all the supplies.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I actually have a hash brown bacon casserole ready to go. That's for Wednesday.
And did you mention the possibility of meatloaf?
Yes. Oh, and it's good.
All right.
With melted cheese and fried eggs.
As I always say to you, when we're texting at 3 a.m. and you ask, what do I want? I always say, I leave it up to you because you're batting 1,000.
Oh, what a...
Sweet.
Oh, man. And you look good today.
I appreciate it. And,
he always looks good.
Hey. Oh, my gosh, I'm blushing.
No, I knew you were.
All right, y'all. I'll see you later.
Thanks. Talk to you next. Okay, so that we could be watching this thing throughout the morning tomorrow. I think this is an updated number for Alabama, 907 confirmed cases, but the numbers in the Tri-County area are right about where they've been. So I find that encouraging.
Jefferson is way up there, like 243 or something.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But, you know, you got to look at it. It's still a very tiny fraction of the overall population. The thing with the pandemic is that without the social distancing and stuff, it could be far worse.
Right.
So we may have implemented our protocols just in time. And a total of 6 deaths in the state. And, you know, you don't want to dismiss death. When, you know, somebody passes away, it's a loss.
Yeah.
But a rather large proportion of the people who have passed from COVID-19 were very vulnerable in a number of other levels. Many had lung conditions or low immune systems and things like that. So that's why we're especially concerned. And I think they managed to keep the stats fairly low in people over the age of 65. I think because we're good people. Americans are good people, and they're looking after the senior population for the most part, you know, making sure they're not exposed, not at risk. So let's just hope. And again, I don't know what the number is going to be for today when that comes out, but it was encouraging to see the number drop for the first time in a couple of weeks. I don't know if that affected the market's behavior today, but the market went up, which is always a good sign. That means the people that invest money are believing in a trend that they're getting from somewhere. And the president's about to hold a briefing. Rosie, you take a look at that if there's anything.
Okay.
So, of course, they got to criticize him for this. And some networks won't even carry it because it's misinformation. Like NPR, didn't we just underwrite a big taxpayer thing with this stimulus bill to public radio and TV? Take it away. Let them operate like the rest of us. 413. Rich is generally a very happy person, but he was a little bit distressed when his car got damaged in an accident. And A, you know, if you love your car, you hate to be without it. Even though he had a good loaner and all that kind of stuff, he was eager to get his vehicle back. And when he got it back from MPB, it looked like it just came off the assembly line. And this is the way they do it for everybody. Yes, Rich has a gold card club with Montgomery Paint and Body.
And a pinball machine.
And a pinball machine, yes, in his honor over there. But when your car's been damaged, the Turner family, know you've been... By the time you get to them, you've already been through with police reports, insurance adjusters, and everything else. At the end of all of that grief and hassle, it's nice to know you're going to get a car back that's going to make your jaw drop. That's what they shoot for each and every time. Representing it to you as if the only thing missing is the sticker in the side window. You can count on that because they're thorough, and they have been operating that way for almost 40 years now, because Donnie is not the kind of guy that can shortchange anybody for any reason. You get, literally, bad as the pun is, more bang for your buck at MPB. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. At 14 minutes after 4 o'clock, we'll break here for local news. Rich's regular forecast. I think we'll roll call today.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, and 50 Shades of Something coming up caused by Corona.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise, Montgomery County Commissioners voted this morning to eliminate public access to all county facilities until April 30th. All county services will still be offered online, over the phone, and by mail. Governor Kay Ivey released a new video this morning encouraging residents to stay at home if possible and to continue to practice social distancing. In an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus, all non-essential businesses closed Saturday evening at 5. Friday, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed placed the city under a mandatory curfew from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew lasting from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew lasts from 10 at night until 6 a.m. MPD charged one adult male with violation of curfew for loitering at a business in the 6400 block of Atlanta Highway over the weekend. The male appeared intoxicated and refused to comply with the curfew order. I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a storm system is approaching. I think we're dry this evening and tonight with the overnight low temperature 61. Risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow's high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The action actually begins in the morning and the threat continues in through the early afternoon. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday's high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s Thursday tonight, a big weather change. Hey, stay on top of the action. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, we want to salute one of our friends, friend first, listener second, and one of our amazing truck drivers who, you know, the unsung heroes of this whole crisis, Gary Garvin, because it's his birthday today.
Yay.
And because of your esteemed status with us and the insider membership you gave me money for, you get the big birthday greeting today.
Yeah.
So, 1, 2, 3.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday,
Gary.
Please clap.
Gary, if you remember nothing else, remember this.
You can't show your bosom for 2 o'clock.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I love him. He got it.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick. Patrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic here, your busiest spots right now. Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson outbound, as well as the Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway back over to Atlanta Highway. West South Boulevard, I-65 to about South Court Street. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery with moderate traffic. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time, so buckle up. We'll keep you updated all the way to the house. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming soon from COVID-19 Fallout Pictures, 50 Shades of Grey. No, it's not a movie based on an erotic romance novel. This is a documentary about women's hair colors during the COVID-19 quarantine. No hair styling means no hair coloring. And no hair coloring means gray roots. Gray roots.
I'm calling mine Locks of Life.
It's the hot new hair trend over the next month or so while the quarantine continues all over the world. 50 Shades of Grey. These hair colors are to die for.
They are natural strands of wisdom.
Now playing on Skunk Hair TV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created by it. So you know the thing.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Where's the beef?
The quality.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Oh, Alan, Alan.
That zero is too cold for me.
Where are you
going? I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a meat.
Cause that mouth
only $50.
Is too low.
Let's get nuts!
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
That was funny.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
You're gorgeous!
And I'm not stuck.
Is that your tongue?
Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You young girl.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Tell me how fast your pajamas are.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Don't make me open a can of whoop ass, Buster.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Stop scratching your. Tell me where it is.
Get used to disappointment.
Accidentally knocked off the middle of the three pots for a couple of the drops, but
it was good. There was a lot in there.
But yeah, there was. Nobody would know that unless they saw the expression on your face.
And anybody listening for the first time is probably wondering, okay, you did that because why?
What in the world was that?
Well,
keep listening. It gets better.
Something that kind of dates back to August 29th, 2005. God. Skipper sent a thing. I mentioned it this morning because we made Nancy Pelosi our morning maroon for holding on to the stimulus bill for 5 days so she could add a bunch of crap to it. They had nothing to do with helping American people. And one of the bigger endowees, got to be careful with that word, was the Kennedy Center, which got $25 million. So they get this money. It's signed into law. They know they've got the money coming. And they laid off the whole orchestra and put them on the public dole, so to speak, unemployment or whatever. Now, the Board of Trustees has some honorary chairs. They are just people with title. I don't know that they've ever met. I don't know that they ever could, because it includes Melania Trump, Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Hillary's Rodham Clinton, and Mrs. Jimmy Carter.
Former first ladies.
Yeah. So I don't know that they have an actual
and
role.
And present first lady.
But pretty much, with one exception, I don't know, you got this giant, well, those are members. They got a board of trustees who are largely, with one exception, pre-Trump appointees. I don't know how they can, in good conscience, accept a lump of cash that big from the American people and then lay the orchestra off. That's just wrong.
There's something fishy.
Don't like that. Maybe you could social distance the strings and the horns and have them do a concert on public television or something to cheer people up. I don't know.
Anything would be better than somebody singing in their room by themselves. This is true.
And I want to make mention before I take the call from Steve, I'm doing my best to keep up with the social media traffic. It's been unbelievable. It's been the busiest period since I've been on Facebook, without question.
All those Tiger King memes. They're everywhere.
Hang on a second. The Cronins, Paul in particular of North Carolina, sent me a meme. Says, after all the stupid things I've done in my life, if I die because I touch my face, I'm going to be pissed.
I feel him on that.
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
Make it through a bus.
I always know I've survived so many unbelievable things, everything from 3 vehicle pedestrian collisions to a backward somersault down a long flight of stairs in the dark in Indiana.
And one booger takes you out.
That'll be it. It'll be and if that happens, I don't even want anybody to tell the world I'm dead because I would be so humiliated. Hey, Steve.
Hey, gang. I just wanted to say, echo everybody else's comments about being on live Saturday, Sunday. My dogs wake up with the sunrise, so it's just so nice to hear you guys live. And, you know, it just gives us all a sense of stability and, you know, calmness, at least, that things are like, you know, things are bad, but not so bad that we can't still be social with each other over the radio.
Exactly. Yeah, I think radio is capable of providing something that television can't. And right now, the television options, they're so into if it bleeds, it leads. They want big numbers to scare people and keep them in front of the... I mean, this COVID-19 has been an enormous boost to even pathetic networks like CNN. But if you're watching CNN, you are a seriously misinformed person.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're watching MSLSD at night, you're just... We'll send a rubber jacket that sets up from behind to your house.
Well, Saturday, I thought I was telling Rosie, I wanted to say what I saw on Saturday. We were putting our boat in the lake, up at Lake Jordan at Bonner's Marina, Bonner's Landing, and there was a bass tournament going on. That place was as busy as it ever was. And I guess bass tournaments, I guess you're social distancing because when you're fishing, I guess you're not really that close to your next person until you weigh in. But I never saw so many boats at Bonner's Landing. And then in another little place called the Waterfall on Lake Jordan, there was at least 8 boats parked with folks just enjoying, you know, enjoying the sun on Saturday.
Yeah,
so it's
Eddie,
good to see people out.
Eddie Bader gets up to, I forget, which lake does he get to? Is it
Jordan.
Jordan, yeah. And or as they say up there, Jordan. But the way I know it, I think the river in the Middle East is called Jordan, so I call it Jordan.
I've never understood the Jordan thing. I guess that's a local...
Maybe Rosie can explain it to us one day.
No, because when I first came down here and started doing radio, you know, originally I was from California, and so I said Lake Jordan, and someone called and corrected me and said it's Jordan, and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, whatever you say. That's fine. One last thing, Greg. I wish they would start publishing the numbers of folks who have recovered. That I have yet to see.
Let me just take
almost 80,000, I think.
It doesn't give you that on this dashboard.
The news will not give it to you. And I keep looking for that in different places. I know I'm from, originally from New Orleans, and they're all, you know, up in arms about stuff. I'm thinking, how stupid can you be?
Yeah.
But, you know, the other part about it is the recovery number.
Well, the vast majority of people are not only recovering, but a big chunk of those folks have had mild symptoms. It is not the same.
That's right. That's right.
This is not like
I still believe that you and Rich and Jay all had the same, you know, had some form of corona last year around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I feel like a dummy because I was at my doctor today for something unrelated to that. And, you know, I wanted to mention that we were all kind of convinced based on what we went through, prolonged, you know. And the thing was the doctors didn't know what to call it. They called it the crud.
That's right. They just called the crud. I've heard that so many times. I've been here 25 years now, and that's what they call it when they can't call it anything else. And I went home with the crud, walking pneumonia, those kind of things. It's like, well, hey, okay, whatever it is, you know, just get over it.
Steve, we appreciate the call. Joining us in just a couple of minutes from somewhere in the River Region, we're going to talk to Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Yay.
Ooh. It is 4:32. We'll check traffic first.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic on the boulevard right now. Biggest congested places, East Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, and Norman Bridge at East South Boulevard over to Highway 331. Got outbound traffic on all the 31s right now, I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents in this to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up, be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza, Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Quizzitory, and in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public, so it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive-up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive-up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pond. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pond, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey released a new video this morning encouraging residents to stay at home if possible and to continue to practice social distancing. In an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus, all non-essential businesses closed Saturday evening at 5. Friday, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed placed the city under a mandatory curfew from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew lasting from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew lasts from 10 at night until 6 a.m. MPD charged one adult male with violation of curfew for loitering at a business in the 6400 block of Atlanta Highway over the weekend. The male appeared intoxicated and refused to comply with the curfew order. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise, Montgomery County Commissioners voted this morning to eliminate public access to all county facilities until April 30th. All county services will still be offered online, over the phone, and by mail. I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as the storm system is approaching. I think we're dry this evening and tonight with the overnight low temperature 61. Risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow's high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The action actually begins in the morning, and the threat continues in through the early afternoon. Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday's high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s Thursday night. A big weather change. Hey, stay on top of the action. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning is an important time of day.
Mornings are the worst.
The worst.
You know what else is?
How about Mondays? I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
But not today.
I need a doctor.
Is there a doctor?
Is anyone here a doctor?
Is anyone here a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
What's up, Doc?
Happy National Doctor's Day.
I'm a doctor.
I need a prescription of coffee, stat.
It's showtime.
At some point this year, I'm sure there'll be a National Lawyer's Day, but I do want to acknowledge my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Willing, who I had to see today for this. I got the thing. Joining us now...
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
On the phone with us at 272-9228. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Have you heard about this newest clampdown in Florida since we both have family there?
Well, actually, when I had a telephone consult this afternoon, and I walked out, and Jared was like, have you heard about Florida's recent shutdown? And I was like... I don't even want to know right now.
Oh.
So I've heard that they're saying mid-May.
I can't see that happening. I just can't.
Well, here's the thing, and Jared and I were briefly discussing it. We're actually on a walk right now trying to get Stephen outside for some PE, if you will, because I'm not a homeschooling mother. I think it needs to go week by week. I think that you can't project what this thing is going to do. It's kind of like a hurricane, Greg.
Yep.
You know how we sit there and we say, all right, the eye of the hurricane is going to hit Miami-Dade County. It's going to hit Palm Beach County. You don't know until it happens where it's really going to hit.
Yeah.
Same kind of concept with this COVID-19. I think if people social distance and they start doing what they're supposed to do and they abide by the regulations put in place, in a couple of weeks, we may be in a much better, different position than we are right now. And I mean, it's the flip side too, though. If people don't listen and people keep doing stupid stuff, then we're going to be in a much worse position. So I don't think you can call it 6 weeks out what's going to happen.
Yeah, in our area here, that's why I thought Governor Ivey was, you know, 3 weeks. I'm looking at the numbers just updated. We have 921 cases in the state, and the numbers here in the River Region have been very stable. It's about 40. So we
well, and if you look at the Surgeon General's warning, what he said is he said it's going to get worse before it gets better. So you're looking at people now that were infected somewhere between 3 and 14 days ago. Mm. So I guess let's just say 21 days from now, you know, maybe there aren't going to be as many people exposed because people were smart about it.
Yeah.
And stayed home. You know, I don't think you can make that call.
Well, they've got miles of traffic back. It's funny, you know.
I'm so glad. We were supposed to be leaving tomorrow to go home for a week to South Florida, and we've canceled that trip. But we've rebooked it for mid-May, so mm-hmm. I'm hoping that that's not accurate.
I'm looking at a picture here of, I-95. It's a mess.
Yeah.
And I guess they're telling people that come in from New York, you need to quarantine for 2 weeks. You're not bringing your disease. Bad enough they bring their politics to the state. Please don't bring in your disease.
Well, that's what I was hearing from some of my friends that live down in South Florida. You know, when people were still quarantined and people were kind of self-social distancing before it was a thing, do you know how many flights there are from New York and New Jersey into Miami, Fort Lauderdale on a daily basis?
Yeah. I remember when I needed just one and it cost me $8,000 because I couldn't get it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, there are hundreds of thousands of people that go back and forth on a daily basis from Miami, Fort Lauderdale to New York, New Jersey. I mean, so there's going to be a lot of exposure there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just texted my friend Kathleen. She runs a pet sitting business. So she goes to homes where people trust her that the animals are going to get fed, watered, walked, and litter boxes changed and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
I'm wondering, I just texted her to see how, you know, how this impacts her and what she does.
Well, I know that my dad, who, you know, we've discussed it multiple times, has the factories and the factory workers in China, Korea, India, Cambodia, all that. He's working from home, and he's been working from home for probably the last 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, who has offices down in Miami and does 47 dermatology offices, all of their offices are closed.
Wow.
Mm.
And all of their employees are home.
Jeez.
And they have over 500 employees. And some people had to be furloughed. And it's a scary time. And my mom is actually still going to work every day. But they went from having an office, you know, with over 100 employees to there's like 4 or 5 key people, supervisors and such, that are there that, you know, they're far enough away from one another that there's no physical human contact. But they cannot physically run their business without being there. And that's, unfortunately, a lot of these businesses. You know, Dana and I are fortunate enough with technology that we can work from home.
Yeah.
Some businesses don't have that luxury. So it's scary times.
Yeah.
But I think
the numbers again today in my daily show prep were showing how this is impacting so many different businesses in terms of volume, and the number of searches for divorce attorneys is through the roof. It's like anywhere, depending on what part of the country you live in, it's anywhere from double the normal amount of activity to 10 times as much. Are you seeing an uptick in activity here?
Well, yes and no. I think we're seeing a lot more inquiries with regards to divorce consultations.
Yeah.
But I also think people are a little hesitant right now to make any type of financial decisions because of the unknown. And
yeah.
I think more people would be willing to go through with the process and initiate the process if it wasn't for the uncertainty of employment. Am I going to have a job?
Yeah.
How am I going to pay for this? And so the thing is that I think a lot of people have a misconception of how much it actually costs to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would be surprised if they actually just called and had a consultation about how I hate to say it, affordable it really can be. It's not like it is on the television or movies.
Really? Jeez. You're not watching The Tiger King yet, are you?
Oh, I am.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you. Woo! How far are you?
Oh, okay. So the, Jared, what episode are we on? Five?
Oh,
four?
I'm on four.
I think we're on five. Oh, so I won't ruin it for you. But
go ahead.
Y'all, it is like the most amazing thing that I have ever seen.
Well, you were my litmus test.
Thank
because
you.
If you were watching it, then I wouldn't feel so bad if I watched it myself.
So here's the thing. You have to watch it. I watched it out of pure curiosity because I was like, what are all these memes? Like, what are all these memes people are posting? And who's Carol? And so we watched it. I told my husband, I said, because we did not have the Netflix. I said, we're going to go ahead and do like the free trial of the Netflix. Just to watch this. And he's like, okay, like we're quarantined. Like,
totally
why not?
Worth it.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, worth it 100 times over. And so we watched the first episode, and within like the first 30 seconds, I'm like, shut up. So we're watching this. We watched three episodes in one night, and we started watching it at like 11 o'clock at night. I mean, I think we were up to like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, like watching Tiger King. And I'm like, this is magical. It's insane.
I couldn't believe the second episode, they already had that lady with the arm taken off. I figured that would take a few episodes, but I mean, boom, second one.
No, arms off.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Scarface is the nicest guy in the whole show.
I am obsessed with this show. Like, these people make quarantine life so much better because you're watching it and you're like, you know what? My life's not that bad.
I got teeth. I got two arms, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I have all of my appendages.
And there's
you
some
know?
Teeth.
Like, I have all my teeth. It's just like, it's an amazing show. And you have to, but Greg.
Yes.
You have to watch it knowing that those are real life people. And like, take that for what it's worth.
I think 25 years in Florida will prepare you for just about any kind of human behavior.
So funny thing, 5 minutes into the show, we're watching it and my husband looks at me and he's like, The most surprising thing about this is that it's not in Florida, right? Because it's guys in Oklahoma. But then it gets better. The antagonist, if you will, Carol, is in Tampa. And I'm like, see? Florida's always involved somehow.
Yeah, always a connection, right?
But yeah, the first thing he said to me is like, I'm really surprised this isn't in Florida. And then there we are. total redemption.
As always, time with you flies, but please do a quick summary. A brief, if you will. On the kinds of services you can provide from home for people that need them, whether it's a divorce consultation, family law matter.
Anything and everything. So we can do divorce consultations, modifications, child support modifications, domestic violence, protection from abuse orders, wills, powers of attorney, living wills, those types of things. Even if you have a question about something or something comes up, call Amy at our office. If we can't help you, we'll refer you to somebody who can. Amy Hampton is still working. She can help people with bankruptcies and those types of things. So if you need that information, call us and we can give it to you. But we can pretty much do just about anything remotely.
All right. The number is 819-4810. Amy's at the office and she will make the connection for you. And just know that there is help available with one phone call. And Amy, we're going to get her into the studio, I think, at some point.
Yeah, she's still working in the office. And so I know she's come to Montgomery quite a few times in the last couple of weeks.
Well, so. I mean, a lot of people who are currently worried how the situation is going to impact them financially will want to know, you know, what they might need to do in case they have to protect themselves.
And she's extremely calm.
Oh, she's the best.
And she can explain things to people in a really genuine way that will alleviate some of those anxieties and some of those fears. But I'm going to tell you what she's going to tell you to do. Pay your mortgage and pay your car first. Everything else can wait.
I've noticed that I've had notices. I have credit cards with different banks and stuff, and all of them are sending out notes saying they've stopped or put a halt on any active repossessions of cars, foreclosures, and for regular credit card accounts, they're, you know, willing to help you skip a payment without penalty and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
There has been
just be smart about it.
Yeah.
And if you're already on the brink of bankruptcy to begin with, Amy is a great resource, because if she can keep you out of bankruptcy, she's going to do everything she can to help you with that. Just like Dana and I, if we can keep you out of court and we can help you without having to go down that litigious path, we're going to do it. But don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until the sheriff are at your door with your summons or your complaint.
Right.
We can work a lot of this out without having to go to court.
Numbers 819-4810, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And quickly, how's Dana doing?
She's wonderful. She's working from home, all safe and quarantined.
Okay, give her our love and well wishes.
Yes, her pictures were beautiful, by the way.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Yeah, I will let her know. Yeah.
I didn't get pictures.
Go on the Facebook, Greg. She posted some.
On the Facebook?
Ooh. Go on the Facebook.
I will.
And watch Tiger King. I want a full report tomorrow.
Yes! Dude, this is so great. Right.
I got to check it
out. You gotta just see what it's about.
If I had doubts, you were the, I don't want to call you the final nail in my coffin, but...
Oh, no.
You're the inspiration for looking into this cultural phenomenon.
Hey, I told Roz yesterday on Facebook she needed to watch it.
All right.
And she was like, no. So you guys got to do it. At least watch the first episode. It's worth it.
No, I can make her do it, and then she can tell me whether it's worth it or not.
No, you need, I'm telling you, you will enjoy this.
If anything,
it's comic relief from all of the negativity going on right now and all this COVID-19 and quarantine.
And Trump.
It's a little lighthearted fun.
And Trump is killing Americans, yeah.
So just watch it.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Have a good rest of the show, guys.
We'll do our very best. Brant McDonald will join us. Now, one piece of good news today. The market had a nice up day. And whether that's... Well, we'll see what Brant McDonald, how he interprets that. But to me, it sounds like the market puts its money in things when it has a sense or a growing sense of confidence. So maybe they're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, because they have access to information and resources the rest of us don't. Got to tell you, today was a good day to have the AC on, hot, humid. It was also not a good day to find out that your AC ain't working, or it's underperforming, or it's blowing air but the air's not cool. Don't let those kind of situations linger. Partner up with Clark's, not only for your heating and air conditioning needs, but for your plumbing as well. A Clark's Club membership costs $159. The value there is you get two annual tune-ups to your system before each seasonal change. One before each seasonal change. Shop for that a la carte, you know, for a tune-up, and it's going to cost you double that easy. And with a Clark's Club membership, you're part of their family, so when you have an urgent situation, something isn't working, or you got a plumbing thing going on, for me, that's how I'm at Clark's. I'm splashing through my living room saying, "Ah, that shouldn't be happening." Well, the water heater had ruptured. And I don't know what made me walk outside the door, but I did. And in my cul-de-sac, there was a Clark's truck. And the guy had just finished doing his service a couple of doors down. I said, "Can you help me?" He stopped the leak. The next day, I had a new water heater. And that was the beginning, as Bogey says in Casablanca, of a beautiful friendship. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. We have Fox Business Traffic and then Fox News. And on the other side, we'll see you with Brant McDonald.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages rallying and booking gains of at least 3% as hopes build that the economic impact of the coronavirus can be contained. With the Dow rising 691 points, the Nasdaq up 272, S&P 500 up 85, and oil prices falling to their lowest level since 2002 as investors are growing more pessimistic about oil demand. And travel-related stocks like airlines and cruise operators tumbling again as the White House extends recommendations of social distancing measures through the month of April. And shares of Johnson & Johnson surging 8% today after the pharmaceutical giant selected its own lead vaccine candidate and said it would start human testing by September. Its intention is to have the first batches available for emergency use by January. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. We are busy all of a sudden. We've got moderate to heavy traffic on the East Boulevard from Highway 331 all the way up past Baptist to Troy Highway, Northeast Boulevard, Wears Ferry Road, all the way up to the Wetumpka Highway, Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive, very busy outbound, as well as all the 31s, and Taylor Road, very busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar. We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at PIGGENT.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Quizzitory, and in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public, so it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive-up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive-up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
Daily Journal, day 14. The girls still want to get together to do book club, but we're going to use Zoom since we can't do it in person. Good. Now I don't have to work on an app.